Sirat Tafresh Sadi Aleph. Dine Ksivas Hamegila Utfi Rosa. So this is the halachas of how to write a Megillah. Sef Aleph. In Kosen Hamegillah Ela Bidyot. The Megillah has to be written with halachically approved ink. Al Hagvil or Al Klaf Kesefer Torah. The pasuk refers to the Megillah as a sefer, refers to the Megillah as an igeres, a letter, and therefore there are many halachos of Sefer Torah that are relevant and apply to Megillah. So it has to be written with dio, like a Sefer Torah, ala gvil o ala klaf. So when the skin of the animal is taken off the animal, it's called gvil, and it really has two halves. It has the outer half, which is called klaf, and the inner half, which is called duchsustus. So in the olden days, it was split in half, or if you split it in half, the outer half is called the klaf, the inner half is the duchsustus, the outer half would be used for the Megillah, or it could be used as one piece as a vil. Nowadays, we scrape off the inner part called the duchsustus, and we're just left with the klaf, and you write on the inside of that klaf. That's the skin of the animal that's not split in half. They only took off the hair on the outside of the animal. On the inside, they didn't take anything off. That's called the full-fledged gvil. Dirshul footnote 2 points out, Inyan minig l'maisa kosev haramon yoradeh reish ayin aleph hilchos sefer Torah. Shenogim lichtov sifrei Torah ala klaf. The meaning is to write on the klaf below the gvil, ki a klaf hu yoter muvchar. The klaf is more choshev. Then Mishra Sivkot and Gimel o ala klaf. He sends us to Sivan Lamed Beis, Siv Zayin, Hilchos Tfilin, where they discuss the difference between the gvil and the klaf and the duch sustus. And Dirshu footnote 3 tells us that nowadays, he says, goes already back hundreds of years from the Rishonim, the meaning is not to split the cloth, the gvil, in half, but rather to just scratch out the inner part of the duchsustus so that there's nothing left, and then they write everything on that inner part. Megillah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Tofresh Tadi Aleph Aleph, in Kosva, B'mei Afatim, V'kan Kantum, Kshera, different types of dyes, period. Kosva, B'shar Minei Tzivonim, if you write with a different color, Psula, Utsricha Sirtut. So the Pasuk in Megillah is Esther, the end of the ninth parak. Vayishach Svar, Makol HaYehudim, and it talks about Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What's this Divrei Shalom the MS? The Gemara Megillah Daf Tazayin on the base. Melameh Shetzricha Sirtut Ka'amisa Shal Torah. That the Megillah requires Sirtut Shalom the MS Ka'amita Shal Torah. So Rashi tells us that that refers to a Sefer Torah itself. Sirtut, scratching in the lines so that you write straight, is Allah Moshe Min Sinai by a Sefer Torah, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. Kamita Shel Torah, just like by a Sefer Torah, you need Sirta. Torah Din Ma Megillah, you need Sirta. Tosis in Gittin brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rav vehemently disagrees with Rashi and says that the Sefer Torah itself does not need Sirta. So what does it mean that a Megillah needs Sirta? Kamita Shel Torah. So the Amita Shel Torah is not the Sefer Torah, as Rashi wants to say, but the Amita Shel Torah is the mezuzah. Why is the mezuzah called the Amita Shel Torah? Mishum Shiyeshvo Yichud Malchus Shemayim. You have there Shema, you have Yichud Hashem, O Malchus Shemayim. So everyone agrees that Megillah requires Sirtut. There's a discussion of what kinds of Sirtut, which we'll get to in a minute, but that's the Mefurish Gemara, Megillah Tazayim. If a Sefer Torah requires Sirtut or not, there's a big machlokas, Rashi tells us. Rashi over there in Megillah says yes, Tosus and Gittin says no. the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sefer Torah Yoredei Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Hey tells us that the Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, and without Sirtut it's going to be possible. The Gra points out that all the poskim, even though Tosfos makes a very strong case against Rashi, brings down Rabbeinu Tam, it brings down the Rach, the Gra says that all the poskim agree with Rashi, and therefore the Sefer Torah requires Sirtut. So, be that as it may, regardless, everyone agrees, because it's a Mefurish Gemara, that the Megillah requires Sirtut. Now the Beis Yosef brings down the Orchaz Chaim, who wants to say that Sirtut is only required on the top line. You scratch in the top line, you write the top line straight, and that will enable you to write the rest of the Megillah straight. All you need is Sirtut on the top line. The Darkei Moshe disagrees with the Beis Yosef. He says you need Sirtut the whole way down. Every line of the Megillah requires Sirtut. He thinks it's a tema, it's a wonderment on the Beis Yosef that it brings down this Orchaz Chaim. Everybody disagrees with the Orchaz Chaim. Now, the Magen Avraham happens to poskim like the Orchaz Chaim, but we'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings down the poskim who disagree with the Orchaz Chaim. Every line needs Sirtut. So the Mechaber here says, Utricha Sirtut Ketora Atzma. The Mechaber poskim is like Rashi, the Megillah requires Sirtut just like a Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkotim, Hey, Utricha Sirtut, what kind of Sirtut? Hainu al kol shita v'shita. Every single line requires Sirtut, not like the Beis Yosef brings down from the Orchaz Chaim. Sharatzi and Ois. Aleph kol ha'achronim delok kamogen Avram ulavush. So the Magen Avram and the Lavush go with this Beis Yosef's Orchaz Chaim, but everybody else disagrees. So the Shmuel Paskin, every line requires Sirtut, Ketora, Atzma, as the Mechaber Paskin, like Rashi over there in Yerodea. Okay. So there are many ways that the Megillah is compared to a Sefer Torah. The Alkei, and therefore, Chok Tochos, Posselba. The letters have to be written. You can't have scratch away ink, and by the act of scratching away ink, create a letter. That's not called writing a letter. You write the letter. That's the din of a Sefer Torah, and that's the din of a Megillah as well. But we have a Kula by Megillah that we don't have by Sefer Torah. Dafka Baruba, that's only by a majority of the Megillah. If you did it the wrong way, it's going to be a problem. About the Mi'uta Kasha B'di'evit. But if it's on a minority of the Megillah B'di'evit, it'll be Kasha. Delo Gara Mi'hishmit. We already learned that if you leave out parts of the Megillah, so, and you read it Ba'al Peh B'di'evit, the Megillah is Kasha. So if you could leave it out, so if you made the letter in the wrong way using this Chok Tochos, it's still going to B'di'evit, Megillah will be Kasha. Continues the Mechaber. What about Ibud Lishma? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Hilchos Sefer Torah tells us that in Sefer Torah the hides have to be tanned Aidei Yisrael L'shem Sefer Torah. Need Ibud Lishma. What about by Megillah? Rabbeinu Tam holds that the cloth needs Ibud Lishma, has to be tanned L'shem Megillah. The Rambam holds Ein Tzarech Ibud Lishma. Mechaber brings down two opinions. The end of Sif. Aleph Ein Ha'or Shelo Tzarech La'abid D'Shma. You don't need to tan the hides that you're going to use for the Megillah D'Shma. Stam. Sounds like the Iker opinion of the Mechaber. The Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Ibud D'Shma. Stam and the Yesh Omrim generally Halacha Kistam. But here the Mishaber brings down Sifkot and Zayin. The Yesh Omrim that you do need Ibud D'Shma. V'chein Pasak Ram Mintz. Siman Samech Aleph. And Dirshu footnote 9 explains things for us that Rabbeinu Tam holds it does need Ibud Lishma because the Megillah is referred to as a Sefer and therefore has a Din Sefer Torah. Just like the Sefer Torah needs Ibud Lishma, the Megillah needs Ibud Lishma. The Rambam holds you don't need Ibud Lishma because we don't find such a psul. It's only like a Sefer Torah regarding those things that are mafurish in the Gemara and learned out from the psukim. And Ibud Lishma is not one of those things. The conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is found in the Sharat Tzion on the bottom. Oh, it's Dalit. Ubid'eved yesh lahatir if he didn't do Ibud Lishma. Then ein Megillah acheres. Ragzu afilu lechadchil yikrabah. So if there's no other Megillah, so then you're stuck. So the Lechatchila, you can read from it because you have nothing else. However, still the Tov Shelo Levarech Aleha. It is better not to make a bracha on reading from such a Megillah. Okay, that is Sif Alf. Sif Beis. Haisak Suva Al Haniyar. If you wrote the Megillah on paper, or Shena Mulbad, or on hides that were not tanned at all. Osha Kosva Akuma Apikoros Psula, if it was written by a guy, written by an Apikoros, the Megillah is possible. The Dina Kesefer Torah L'Inyan Hekev Gvil. It has this Din of a Sefer Torah regarding Hekev Gvil, that every letter has to be surrounded by klap. It means you can't have a lamed going all the way to the top and not surrounded by klap on the top. You can't have a chav sofit going all the way down to the bottom of the klap. So each letter has to, and the letters can't be touching each other. Okay, the ches, which is basically usually two zions with some sort of bridge on top. Utliat hey, but the hey and the kuf have the leg that's hanging there. V'chol gufos osios b'tzirasun v'chaseros v'yaseros. The letters should be written like they're written in a sefer Torah. Mishaber sefkaton ches in hekev gvil. The letters have to be surrounded by klap. They can't be touching. They can't go to the bottom of the klap nor to the top of the klap. Al kol ois v'odin l'chol davar. And it has to be like a Sefer Torah. The columns have to be neat. What does that mean? Sharatzin ois. Hey. Shavim shol yetu gimma osios chutz la shita. You can allow to have one or two letters that stick out of the line, even though out of the column, even though it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be a problem, but more than that is a problem. Ganshi rochav oma gimma le mishpacho seichan. The width of each column that's written on is the word lemishpacho sechem times three. V'chol dine sefer Torah, all the dine of the sefer Torah. So Dirshu footnote 13 has a discussion. What about touching? We know we don't touch a sefer Torah with our bare hands. What about touching a Megillah with the bare hands? So the minig is to be mako. However, it's proper to first wash and seal the sedayim before you touch the Megillah's Esther.
Oh, yeah.
Does one have to fast if the Megillah's Esther falls, like one would have to fast by the Sefer Torah? No, says Rav Yoshev. Okay, right there, Ramah. Tafri Shani Aleph Beis and Ramah. Hagot, Gam Tzarech L'Kosva Minaksav. The rule is that when you write a Megillah, you have to write it from a ksav. You have to read what you're writing and write it. V'lehotzi kol teva mipid kol mishishich tevena. And each word that you write, you're supposed to first verbalize the word, kamo b'sefer Torah.
All right. You think?
Yeah. V'ozen kol parshoseha stumos. We have stumos and psuchos. The big machlok is exactly what that means, which we're not going to get into, but the parashios are supposed to be stumos. Im asam psuchos psula, and if he does them psuchos, they're going to be puzzled. Ubidievet ein lissel megillah mishum chaseros v'yaseros. We're not going to pass on megillah because of chaseros and yaseros. Extra vav, missing vav. Dilagara mehishin v'asofer also as the chair. It's no worse than leaving out letters, which will be the megillah will be kosher. Promotion is bad, like we learned back in the Siman Tofer Eshtadi Siv Gimel. Okay, now, continues, before we get to the continuation of the Machaber, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Yud Gimel. The Braisa says, I wrote to the Davik, Torah, Nevim, Ksuvim, Ke'echad. You want to stick together. Torah, Nevim, Ksuvim, Ke'echad. The Davik, you stick it together. Va'osa Barosho, Kedei, Lagul, Amur. V'sofo, Kedei, Lagul, Hekev. That's the girsa of Rashi, and what it means is the beginning of this scroll, you're going to leave enough to put an amud. You're going to put like an at eitz chayim, like we have on a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has two Atze Chaim. Other books do not have two, they only have one. So Rashi says, based on his Girsa and the Gemara Bava Basra, you're going to put that Atze Chaim at the beginning of the klaf. And at the end, you're going to leave enough empty space that you could wrap the whole thing around the entire wrapped sefer. Tosus has numerous questions against Rashi and points out that the generally scrolls are rolled not from beginning to end, from end to the beginning, like a mezuzah. The mefurish by mezuzah, you don't roll it from the Shema, you roll it from Echad back to Shema. So when you open it up, the first thing you see is Shema, not Echad. And if that's the case, then the Amud, the Eitz Chaim, should have to be at the end. And therefore the Re has a different Gersa in the Gemara, in the Braisa, Bava Basra, Yud Gimel. And he says the opposite. Besofo Kidei Logo Amud. The Amud, the Eitz Chaim, has to be at the end. And at the beginning, you have to have the extra empty cloth that you would wrap around the entire wrapped up cloth. Svarim niglali misofo litchilaso, says Tosis. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, utricha omed basofa, you need the Eitz Chaim at the end, like Tosis says. V'chalak barosha, you leave empty at the beginning, kidei lakifabo, so you wrap it from the end to the beginning, you have enough empty cloth to wrap around the whole thing. That is the Mechaber. We'll soon see the Ramah has an interesting opinion. Now we get into Tagin. Tagin are the little crowns on the letters. So the Torah brings down from the Ba'ag that the Megillah does not need Tagin. The Beis Yosef points out that that's not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Megillah does require Tagin. Here the Mechaber tells us, V'yesh omim shetricha Tagin. We have two Yesh Omrims, usually Halacha Kibasra, that it would not need Tagin. However, at least for Ashkenaz, the Ramah tells us, Hagav Benogu the Taiga. The meaning is to put in the Tagin. And now the Ramah comments on the Mechaber, where to put the Eitz Chaim on the Megillah. Says the Ramah, Gamnogu Shalom Asos La Omur Klal Besofa. There is no Eitz Chaim on a Megillah. Not at the beginning, like Rashi wants to say, and not at the end, like Tosis wants to say, and like the Pesach of the Mechaber. Why not? The Taz explains, since we have a Machlokas, Rashi, Tosis, if you put it at the beginning or you put it at the end, the meaning is not to put it in at all. The Gra says that that is a Tema. Tamua B'yoysa. Mishabura says Sifkat is Tezayin. Vagra bibi uro mefakfik alzem ma'ov. He questions this greatly. Just because you have a machlokes, so you put it at the beginning or at the end, not to put it at all, maybe we should put it on both. In Dirshu, footnote 17, he brings a big machlokes haposkim if there should be an Eitz Chaim and a Megillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that there should be. That's what they say from the Arizal. But then they bring down from the Stipler and the Chazon Ish that they were not knowing to have an Omud at all, like the Ramah. No Omud at all on the Megillah. Okay, we skip some Mishnah Berurah. We have Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yabei Stumos. The Parashiel should be Stumos. The Nikra Igeres. More similar to an Igeres. Mishra Sifkat Yigimel, but if you did them psuchos, it's possible. But Shuvas Rabbi Moshe Mids, then hey, mefakfek azeh. Lachin early day, shes mechala b'shasad chak. Mishra Bura says you can rely b'shasad chak if the sofer wrote the Megillah wrong. He put it in partial as psuchos, one can't be maker. B'shasad chak. What does that mean about the bracha? Sharatzi and ois tes, li and bracha mistapik and prima godim. If you can make a bracha on such a Megillah, Ramah told us it's possible. The Levush Yisra says you can't make a bracha. The Afila Megillah Psula Ganke Yesh Deos Liyim Bracha, because even if the Megillah is Mamish Psula, there are days that you can make a bracha. In kein b'zehu k'ein svek sveka. And therefore, it's like a svek sveka. Maybe you don't need a kasha megillah at all. And if you need a kasha megillah, maybe this is a kasha megillah. Even though the parashios were done incorrectly. Yerushu footnote 16 points out it's not so simple that on a svek sveka you're allowed to make a bracha. In Siman Reish Tes Vav, there the Mishnah Berurah tells us you can't make a bracha even on a svek sveka that leans towards making a bracha. The whole discussion by Sfiras HaOmer, Ayin Shabra Omer. Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Yud Dalid. But the Evid ain't this on Megillah Mishim Chaseras V'yaseros because it's not worse than leaving out letters, which is okay. But the Evid Mishmas of Kachin Yadal Perish Shikvar Karaba. That's only if you already read from it. Bukshein Lo Megillah Cheres, and if you don't have another Megillah, so then Yuchal Likros Ba'Lechatchila. You can even read from it Lechatchila, and the Shara Tzion Oysid Al tells us that would be even with a bracha. And again, we said that the Mechaber says to have an Omud, the Eitz Chaim Basof. The Ramah says no Eitz Chaim at all. The Gemara doesn't understand that. Machlok as amongst the contemporary poskim, most of our Megillahs do not have an Eitz Chaim at all. Then we have a Machlok is about the Tagin, and the Ramah tells us the meaning is to put Tagin on a Megillah. Is that tough range study Aleph, Sif, Aleph, and Beis?